As Hurricane Earl bears down on the Massachusetts coast with its high winds and heavy rains, state officials are working with coastal communities to help mitigate potential damage and keep residents safe. For a roundup of the preparations at this hour, we turn this morning to Peter Judge, spokesman for MEMA, the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, who joins us from the State Emergency Operations Bunker in Framingham. Good morning, Peter, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Peter, as I understand it, the state bunker, the emergency center, has been fully activated as of just a short time ago.
Right. At 7 a.m., we began 24-hour operations here at the State Emergency Operations Center. There's literally scores of agencies and organizations down here ramping up to be in place if, in fact, local communities are going to need our assistance with Earl.
And what kind of assistance will you be able to provide? How are you preparing for the impact of Earl?
Well, we've pre-positioned a lot of equipment and materials like sandbags and shelter supplies, water, those sorts of things around the state. But more importantly, after the event, we'll have a better idea of what the impact is and then what further needs are. So we have the agencies here like National Guard, American Red Cross, Department of Transportation. So we'll know whether we have to start cleaning off roads, whether we've got to use, you know, big wheel trucks to evacuate some neighborhoods, but we have to help the local communities with shelter operations. So there's a whole slew of things that we can do for local communities.
The National Weather Service is predicting that the winds could reach 80 to 90 miles an hour on the Cape and the Islands from Earl. What kind of damage do you think we might expect?
Well, there's always potential damage. Fortunately, it, from a storm surge perspective, it looks like not going to be a major problem. The timing is good at low tide, and also the tides are astronomically low right now. But our concerns are wind and rain, not only the Cape, but further inland as well. As far as what sort of damage we'll see, nobody quite knows. The fact is the trees all have leaves right now. So strong winds could take quite a few trees down, which obviously will have some impact in interrupting power.
What should people do in their homes to prepare their property and themselves for Earl?
Right, you want to minimize the damage to your home right now with a few easy things. Look out in your yard. What sort of things could become missiles? The yard furniture, kids' toys, awnings, those types of things. I said it's also a rain event, not just a wind event. Good time to make sure your gutters are cleaned out. You want to see if there's any you know, shrubbery or, you know, dead limbs in trees close to your house that could snap off. Also, even look inside your house. What do you have in your basement that if you end up getting just even a few inches of water down there would be damaged? So elevate them, maybe bring them up to the first floor. So those are some really basic things. And for personal, you know, preparedness, if you will, make sure your gas tank is full. Because right now you say, well, I don't have any big trips planned. But after the event, there's a possibility your local gas station may not have power and may not have a backup generator, and therefore you're going to be out of luck.
Okay. Governor Patrick, yesterday, when he declared his state of emergency and mobilized the National Guard, asked people to prepare, but asked everyone also to not panic. Do you get a sense from the bunker there in Framingham that that's the case, that people are being logical about this but not being alarmist?
That's our feel. I mean, we've talked very close contact with all of the communities, particularly on the Cape and the Islands, and their feeling is folks down there are very cooperative. They're working. That's always our concern because every year we prepare for the big storm from a government perspective, state and local, but we never know what the citizenry is going to respond to and how well they're going to respond. So in that regard, that's the X factor in this. But right now, our feeling is we're getting good cooperation from the public and hope it will continue.
We should also point out that Governor Patrick yesterday, in issuing his declaration, urged people to put aside some supplies, including a day's worth of water, medicine, and other essentials. Peter, what about the bridges to Cape Cod, the Bourne and the Sagamore? Are they still open this morning, and when might they close?
Right. Those bridges will stay open until the Army Corps of Engineers, who controls those bridges, measures winds that exceed hurricanes hurricane force. At that point, the bridges get closed, not because of the safety of the bridge itself, but the safety of the cars and trucks going over the bridge. So at that point, folks basically would be turned back with the opportunity to either return to their homes, local shelters, or a state shelter that's being set up on the Massachusetts military reservation there in Bourne, using barracks that have been retrofitted for the hurricane situation.
So if people want to get off the Cape, they should probably do it this morning or certainly early this afternoon then.
Right. As the governor suggested yesterday, hope folks either going on the Cape or coming off the Cape get their travel out of the way by midday, preferably even by noon, because conditions are going to deteriorate pretty quickly, and you certainly don't want to be stuck on the road in your car if, in fact, things go badly quicker than expected.
Peter Judge with the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency speaking to us from the bunker in Framingham. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Bob.